Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of looking at the face of a woman or of a young boy who has girlish features. In Arabic, this word to term such a person is known as an amrad. Amrad is that person that approximately around the age of 13 till about 18, when a person's beard is not fully grown, sometimes the child has girlish features. Here also it's not correct for a man to look at that type of person unnecessarily. Again also if the face of the woman unnecessarily, غير محرم woman, there's no need to look and a person shouldn't look. We did the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhim that the zina al-ayn al-nadhr, that the zina of the eyes is to look. Actually look, this is the zina of the eyes. So today's hadith, an Ummi Salamata radiallahu ta'ala anha qalat kuntu inda Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam وعنده ميمونة فأقبل ابن أم مكتوم وذلك بعد أن أمرنا بالحجاب فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم احتجبا منه فقلنا يا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم أليس هو أعمى لا يبصرنا ولا يعرفنا فقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفعم يا واني أنتما ألستما تبصرانه رواه أبو داود. حضرت أم سلمة رضي الله تعالى عنها narrates that I was with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha was with him. So Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha was there, Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha was there when Ibn Umm Maktoum approached. Hazrat Ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu anhu was a blind Sahabi. He was a Sahabi that couldn't see. So Hazrat Ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu anhu approached, and this was after we had been commanded with hijab. After the law came of hijab, so now it was not permissible for a person or a woman to be in front of a man or a man to be in front of a woman. Now look at this hadith, it will teach us so much. Sometimes people say, no, so long as the heart is clean, everything else doesn't matter. If the heart is clean, then everything else doesn't matter. Now look at this incident. Who was there? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was there. His wife, Hazrat Umm Salama radiallahu ta'ala anha was there. His wife, Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha was there. What a Mubarak scene. And another Sahabi was coming, and he was the Muazzin of the masjid also. Hazrat Bilal radiallahu anhu was Muazzin, Hazrat Abdullah ibn Umm Maktoum radiallahu anhu was also the Imam, also the Muazzin of the masjid. So the Muazzin of the masjid was coming, a blind Muazzin was coming. Now look at this scene. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this was this incident. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, veil yourselves from him. Veil yourself from a blind Sahabi that is coming. We said, oh Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is he not blind and therefore cannot see us and recognize us? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, are you too also blind? In other words, if he can't see you, doesn't mean that you can't see him. So are you too also blind? Can you not see him? So this hadith teaches us a lot of things. That it doesn't mean that a man can't look at the face of a woman, so a woman can unnecessarily look at the face of a man. There are so many instances and so many cases where women have looked on the cell phones or the TVs, etc., and their hearts have been captured by some face of some man or some picture of some man, and now they lose interest in their own husband. But this is where it starts, where the eyes have been misused. So this hadith teaches us something. That not only must the man not look at the woman, unnecessarily the woman also should not look at a غير محرم man. And Abi Sa'id رضي الله عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال لا ينظر الرجل إلى عورة الرجل ولا المرأة إلى عورة المرأة ولا يفتي الرجل إلى الرجل في ثوب واحد ولا تفتي المرأة إلى المرأة في الثوب الواحد. هذا أبو سعيد رضي الله عنه narrated that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, a man should not look at another man's private area, nor should a woman look at another woman's private area. A man should not lie next to another man while sharing the same sheet. One sheet over, nothing to separate them. One man should not lie on a bed next to another man, nothing separating the both of them. Nor should a woman lie next to another woman while sharing the same sheet. So Sharia, we explain, that removes any obstacle that can be there or any step that can be there that will take a person closer towards anything that is wrong. Now you're lying under one sheet, there's a very good likelihood that under one sheet, nothing between them, that some type of desire can come in the heart. So So even that also avoid, even if it means two men or two women, but they happen to lie, something should be between them. They shouldn't be lying or sleeping under one sheet. We were explaining the condition of a amra, the person, a young boy. Here, in Shu'ab al-Iman, very interesting thing is mentioned, that one Tabi said that I do not fear the danger of a wild animal let loose upon a scholar, upon an alim, as much as I fear the danger of a beardless, handsome boy upon him. See how serious they would take the spiritual maladies, that I would don't fear so much a wild animal being set free upon an alim, as much as I fear a young, beardless, handsome boy upon him, because that handsome boy will affect this person's iman, affect his heart, whereas that animal will only affect him physically. Now we did something yesterday, we did that incident of that jeweler who happened to put that bangle on that woman's hand, but he did it with some type of desire, and when he came home he found his wife crying, and she said that the servant had come home and he had touched me today with some type of desire. So she was so upset. So we were explaining that kama tadinu tudan, that how you deal and how you act with people, that's how Allah Pak will cause things to happen to you. This also holds true for a person as far as the treatment of his parents are concerned. If a person treats his parents well, treated his parents well, Allah Pak will make it such that he'll give him children that will treat him well. These two incidents that I mentioned in the Sharaf Riyadu Salihin. So Mufti Ahmad Khan Puri Sahib Ahmad Barakat, who mentioned this incident. One was he quoting Qadi Abu Ali At-Tannukhi Rahmatullahi Ali. He mentioned one incident there, that there was a person, a man that had tied the legs of his father. He had tied the legs of his father in a state of being upset and angry, and he started dragging his father. So he dragged his father. As he dragged his father, he reached a specific spot. Now the father is telling the son, stop, enough, stop. So the son got surprised, why the father is asking me to stop here? So then he asked the father why. So then the father said, because one day I dragged my father also to this spot. I did the same thing to my father. I didn't take him beyond the spot. That's why I'm telling you also, don't take me beyond the spot. What is happening to me is what I did to my father. Another incident was mentioned there. There's one Mithai Wala in Deoband. There was a Mithai Wala in Deoband. So he explained that when he was young, then he had seen something happening. He had seen one man, old man, sitting at one shop. And as he's sitting there at the shop, his son comes and his son takes him and throws him into a nali. Nali is like a small river that is flowing, or a small stream that is there. He takes him and he dumps his own father in that. So he said it was something that surprised us and shocked us. This is what his son can do to his father. So he said, we heard from ulama, this Mithai Wala is saying, that we heard from ulama that when a person treats his father like that, Allah Pak will give him children that will treat him like that. He said, but it was very strange to me, because this man, this person that had done this to his father, he had four daughters, he had no sons. So the thought had come to my mind, that how this is going to happen to him? He's treating his father like this today. How is this going to happen? He's got daughters only. So he said, a day came when I saw with my own eyes that one of his daughters had come with a burqa. And when he was old, his daughter came and she pulled him and she threw him also into the river. So this shows that how you treat your parents, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the children to treat a person like that. How a person is towards his wife, his fair, his honors, his chaste, Allah Pak will make it such that the wife is like that towards him. So this is a very important thing. If we are careful of our gaze, of our eyes, of what we look at, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that automatically the family also will be careful of their gaze, of their eyes, of what they look at. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursalin, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.